over to the temple. First time I was able to have an evening program in the last few days. Just about used up my energy. And we chanted a little. That's on the bhajan section. And it's on the bhajan section. And Wonderwoody was asking about how to understand the transcendental nature of Vrindavan. Particularly, he was referring to Uddhava Ji's prayers to be born as a blade of grass. But generally, when we think about Vrindavan, we think about being born there as a gopi or a cowherd boy in some human form. And actually, my answer was to really highlight the illusory nature of the present understanding of which, or in the absence of that understanding, one can't really understand or enter into topics of transcendence. In other words, unless we understand what we're not, it's really hard to understand what we are or what we can be. Certainly our business is to hear about the spiritual realm, to hear about the eternal associates of the Lord, to aspire that somehow by some extraordinary favor we may also enter into the company of such associates. But simultaneously our duty is to understand neti neti, you're not this, dehino sminjatadehi, you're not this body, you have no identity with this material world, at least no permanent identity, and everything here is dukkhalayam shashvatam, it's full of misery and it's very temporary. That your house, your home, your family, your children, your relatives, these things are all a distraction, an illusion. They exist, and you may have some contextual relationship and even affection for them, but it needs to be contextual. It needs to be kept in context of the greater picture, that I have no real relationship with this body, and I'm only here in this world as a spirit soul trying to find my way back home, back to Godhead. Understanding our spiritual identity is certainly dependent on understanding the fallacy of the material identity that we've adopted. The many material identities that we've adopted over many, many lifetimes, which have caused a conditioning. We call ourselves materially conditioned souls. We've become conditioned by matter. Condition means that we take matter and things that relate to our identity in this world as being reality. In fact, we see it as a reality, and that's called Maya. That's called illusion. Srimad Bhagavatam begins by stating Tejo Vari Yatra Vinima Yatra Amrishna Svena Sadani Rashta Kuhukam. Yes, this world, which is made of these earth, water, fire, air, ether, it appears to be real. Why? Because it's a reflection of the reality. That reality is Param Satyam Dhimahi, is the supreme absolute truth. And this is a reflection of the absolute truth. It's manifest from the illusory potency of the absolute truth. And because it is real, this also appears to be real. But here the reality is apparent, whereas there is the reality is existent. And until we learn how to distinguish between Maya and Krishna, until we learn how to distinguish between reality, between substance and illusion, we continue to remain in illusion. Therefore, we need to define, we need to understand what illusion is. Srila Prabhupada placed so much emphasis on us understanding how we are not this body, how this material world is temporary, how what we think is going to give us happiness gives us distress. The example of a reflection is very apt. This material world is like a mere reflection of the spiritual world. A reflection of an object looks like an object. It has the sense of an object, but it doesn't fulfill all the purposes and doesn't manifest all the characteristics that are present in an original object. It just gives the abas. It gives the reflection, the shadow of the real thing. A reflection of an apple looks like an apple, but it doesn't taste like an apple. Similarly, the reflection of friendship in this world looks like friendship, but it doesn't taste like friendship. Husband and wife relationship in this world looks like the original, but it doesn't have the same rasa. It's missing rasa. It has rasa bas. It's a perverted reflection of that rasa. And therefore, although it has the sense that it will give you pleasure, actually it ends up in misery. The training of Bhagavad Gita, of Srimad Bhagavatam, is meant to give us just that contextual vision, so that we know how to live in this world of illusion without being bewildered by illusion. We don't negate this world. We don't deny relationships with others, but we keep it in the context that it is a temporary relationship. It is not the be-all and the end-all. And whatever relationship we cultivate in this world is ultimately meant to actually help us cultivate real relationships with Krishna in the real world. And that's the business of a real Vaishnava. A real Madhyamadhikari is really meant to learn how to cultivate this science of Yukta Vairagya, of learning to use this world as a process of becoming detached from it and becoming attached to Krishna. It's a great science. Krishna says, karma shuko shalom, the art of work. So if we want to really enter into the realms of transcendence and understand transcendence, we have to know what is avidya in order to actually know what is vidya. We have to know what is asat in order to know what is sat. We have to know what is achit in order to know what is chit. And we see that Srila Prabhupada's teachings really focused on training his devotees to really understand the illusion that they were in. And Srila Prabhupada says, when you realize that everything that you've acquired and learned in this world, which is separate from Krishna, is maya, illusion, it's useless, it's something to be meant aside, then you develop the qualification for entering into the realm of transcendence. Otherwise, when we're looking from here, from our temporary position in this world, from a position of attachment, looking for some type of happiness, maintaining a hope beyond hope, that there is some kind of pleasure to be found in this world, then we'll get a mental, intellectual picture of that transcendental realm, and that's good, but it's different than the reality. If you want to enter into the reality, you really have to let go and leave this tamasema jyotigama. Recognize that this is all tamas. This is all darkness and ignorance. And you have to leave this world of ignorance and go into that world of light. That world of transcendental light, which is full of knowledge, which is full of bliss. When we really, really turn our backs upon the material world, then we get an idea of what Vrindavan is like. And when we get admittance into Vrindavan by having really not only turned our backs on this world, but begged for admittance into that transcendental realm, then we'll really get to know what is reality. Hare Krishna.